Be financially smart. It's not how much money you make, it's what you do with it. Brought to you by FNB. How can we help you? Hashtag be financially smart.
Reckless borrowing, we've all heard about it. We all know what it means, but many South Africans tend to ignore the problems it causes. But what does reckless borrowing truly cost you in the long run? That's exactly what we're talking about today with Eunice Sabia. She's the head of FNB's consumer education program at FNB for FNB Be Financially Smart. So we're also talking about the true cost of reckless borrowing into the future. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, Lee. How are you?
Good. Lovely to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, let's go straight into it.
Look, you know, I'm giggling because I don't even know where to start. This topic is so deep. Yes. And so I think the introduction question I want to kick off with is, have we recovered from our December or festive season spending?
Yes.
You know, we made a whole lot of splurging. We went through splurging. Mm. And even though it's almost the end of February, some of us are still, you know, brewing and still trying to recover.
Still trying to recover
from the accumulated, you know, debts and expenses through the holidays, throughout the holidays. But in retrospect, you know, suddenly some of these expenses, be it your credit card swipes and the parties you threw and those beautiful garments and stuff that you bought, you're like, what was I doing? Mm. You know, did I really, really, really need to do that? You know, that holiday you took, all of a sudden you feel like, maybe I should have gone to my Gogo's place, you know, and just stayed
slept
there. And slept there comfortably with Gogo and less expensive. Free food and just chilled with my granny or whoever, you know, yes, with family. And maybe the expenses would have been much, much lesser. We don't know, you know, we're guessing. So these are the feelings that most of us would have post there, you know, the splurge. So now you're spending most of your time worrying about all these expenses that we now have gone through and the new debt that we've accumulated. And we're trying to come up with a plan, like, how am I going to, you know, to make sure that I honor these bills and these new debts? Because remember that for most people, this was over and above the list of debt.
That before you go into the end of the year, exactly.
So this is new debt. January, you felt robbed like you've never, you have never in your life.
Yes.
And you actually now, you know, looking at these things to say, actually, the majority of them, if not all of them, were just reckless decisions and reckless spending. So if this sounds, you know, like it's your situation, well, the worst thing that we can do right now is to, you know, play dead and ignore those debts. We cannot.
We can't, yes.
You just cannot afford
the calls.
To. Take those private calls and the 087 numbers. Pick them up.
Yes.
Because they are asking, yes, when are we getting the money? We know. And you know very well that by the time they call, it's because you've skipped a payment or you haven't paid. Running away is just complicating the situation. Mm-hmm. So yes, that's what we're talking about today. Actually, how do we manage the situation?
And in case you've just joined us, you can give us a call on 011-883-0702 or send us a WhatsApp on 072-702-1702. We're talking about the implications of reckless borrowing. And in studio, we have Eunice Sabia, who's the head of FNB's consumer education program at FNB. And of course, this is FNB Be Financially Smart. Now, let's talk about some of the symptoms, Eunice, of reckless borrowing in the household.
I like what you're asking, the symptoms. You know, it's very important to recognize any situation, you know what you're going through, even with, you know, with regards to health. Know the symptoms, and we should know what that is leading to. If you suddenly go through something that you're not familiar with, what does it mean? But in often cases, we're like, I'll take a painkiller and da-da-da-da-da. And we tend to do that with most aspects in our lives, including finances. Mm. So, like I said, that we now feel like we're the victims, but it's our own doings.
Yeah. We forget how we got there. People forget.
I know. So I'm like, no, now I have to. All these people are calling me. And, you know, we're crying foul now,
yes,
you know. So we need to identify the situation that led us into the situation. And let's decide, you know, maturely and, you know, with responsibility to take corrective measures, you know, so that we sort out that problem. And remember that, you know, when we talk about reckless borrowing, we talk about those unplanned situations. Those are unplanned expenses. Mm. Usually it's for once. It's for things that are wants, you know, things that we actually can live without. We know that. We always talk about it on the show, but we always still fall, you know, fall for those things. So we often have a problem as, you know, people that, that suffer from reckless spending, from meeting their monthly obligations. Because for the mere fact that you, or I think as a result of you spending recklessly, you lose track of your finances. And often those people do not even have the discipline to look at their finances. I can guarantee you right now that 80-90% of them, they don't budget. They have no idea how far deep into the ocean they are. Maybe it's only ankle deep, I always say, maybe knee high. But you just feel so overwhelmed. You're even scared to go into that exercise of looking, drawing up your budget and, you know, having a list of all your expenses. We 2 weeks ago, we were talking about that. Write them all down by name, by amount owing, and the premium, the monthly premium, so that you see exactly
what is good, what is leaving your pocket, what is, because sometimes even when you're making the money, because you have to pay so much out, you're just getting it, you're getting in deeper and deeper
perhaps, and you feel so overwhelmed. You're like, I don't want to know. I'll just pay whom I can pay every month, and the rest, but I born, you know, you rob Peter to pay Paul and run away from Petrus. and oftentimes we are in this situation of being over indebted because of that, you know. So let's hold the bull by its horns and wrestle the bull. You will win. You will win the fight. But we just need to grab the bull by its horns. So this time we're talking about being in debt. So the pressure of the situation drives most people, you know, to take out new debt to service current debt. Because now you've taken far too much that you can actually manage. Now you are running short and you're taking small anyana loans, mashonisa, friends, family, revolving loan, salary advances, because you just cannot keep up.
And you're just
up.
Getting yourself deeper and deeper.
Exactly. And those, all of this then keeps you from using your money more effectively on the things that you really would love to, your goals and plans and aspirations. And it delays the ability for you to become financially free.
Sure. And I like what you say about it delaying your financial goals, because I think that that's something that we all need to have. Everybody needs to have financial goals. Where do you want to be? Where do you see yourself in the future? And just also writing down not only your budget, but also everybody that you need to pay. Who are all of your, you know, who are all the people that you're in debt to? Who are all the organizations? Make, you know, just write it down, because sometimes when you see it, it just makes the whole process seem a lot more, you know, you can actually tackle it in a more kind of in a better way.
And isn't that what the budgeting tool allows you to do?
Exactly.
So we take budgeting lightly. We are running away from it because maybe we are overwhelmed right now. But that's exactly what the budgeting process or exercise allows you to do. And it will feel maybe overwhelming for a month or two thereafter, because you know why you're doing it and the benefits thereof. It then becomes, you know, a good habit to do every month.
Yeah, get on top of it right now. Definitely, we'd like to listen. We'd like to hear from all to everybody, just to find out if you're listening. Let us know: are you a victim of reckless borrowing, or do you, or did you get out of debt and curb your appetite for loans? You can give us a call on 011-883-0702. You can also send us a WhatsApp. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702 or an SMS 31702. Financial health is something that is so important. So it's really great that we're having a conversation with Eunice Sibiya, who's the head of FNB's consumer education program at FNB. And today we, of course, are talking about reckless debt and how it is that we get, how it is that we get out of that, and what, of course, some of the symptoms are around reckless debt. Now, let's also talk a little bit about, how it is that you avoid getting into a situation where you're revolving debt, so to speak.
So, Lee, I think for us to get where we are right now, we've made a series of decisions. Obviously, the majority, if not all of them, were not correct or unhealthy. And that's why we look the way we do right now.
Yes.
And we need to acknowledge then the fact that to get out of that situation, or to get out of debt, to be precise, we also would need, to make a series of different but more informed and smart borrowing choices. So it's not going to be an overnight thing for most people. You'd be lucky, maybe you have some money stashed away, or you're lucky to get a cash wind somewhere, and then you're able to pay them off, at one go. But for the average person out there, pardon me, it's going to be a series of efforts that you need to introduce and implement into your financial life and stick to them, because we're trying to undo the wrongs that we've done over a period of time. And to make the right decisions, obviously, we need to understand how, you know, finances work, but how the cycle of debt operates. Like we always talk about the interest rate that you are charged on the loans. Do you know how much you are charged? So when you're making, for you to make an informed decisions as to which one you're going to tackle first, what would have helped you come to that conclusion, to that decision? Is it the interest rate you're charged? Is it maybe a shorter period left? Is it a smaller amount in terms of the balance outstanding? How are you going to identify which one to tackle first? So you need to sit down and actually look at all these loans. Look at them, not them staring at you and intimidating you, but be the master, grab the situation and run with it and take control. Calculate which one. And like I'm saying, calculate. I'm not saying just decide, you know, like, oh, okay, I'll start with this one. What informs that decision? What are you going to benefit if you start? Are you starting with a smallest balance? Because then it seems easier to finish off one quickly, and then it's one down and then you tackle the next one. If that's what's going to work for you, that's good. Start with that one. But the next person would say, no, I want to start off maybe with the biggest loan or with the highest interest rate or with the longest term. So different strokes for different folks, but make a decision right now which one you want to start off with. So if I can give an example, that say someone has got a loan of about 15,000 rand and the interest charge was 15%, which is very high. If we look at a calculator, a loan calculator, it shows that on a monthly basis you'll be paying 520 rand, right?
Yes.
For the duration of 36 months, it'll be 520 rand. This means that over the 36-month period, you'd have paid back 18,720 rand.
Wow.
For 15,000 rand, you'd have paid 18,720. This is the kind of information that we need to face every day.
Yeah. Instead of asking what the repayment is, it's what is it going to cost me overall?
Overall.
Yes.
And because now when I say 18,700, you went...
Yeah, because
exactly.
It was 15,000. Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
This is the kind of information that we need to expose ourselves to so that we make the right decisions. Now all of a sudden, because it's 18,000, is like no, you even have goosebumps, like so much. So this is what helps you pay them off, and it hopefully will curb us from then going forward just taking loans willy-nilly or whatever without actually, you know, being present. But we also, it's also important for us to be strategic in the future when it comes to taking out debt. We're not saying debt is wrong. We've discussed that in the past. There's good debt and bad debt, but there's debt overall. So good is the use thereof and the benefits out of it. Bad is obviously the opposite. But you taking out a loan, so we can both take out a loan, but the reasons thereof would be different, and how I manage it would be different, and mine could be bad and yours could be good. You know what I mean? But credit is credit. So we need to be very strategic. So we need to know the reason why, and is it something that can wait, a need or a want? And we also need to check the terms and conditions, because in the effort of us trying to pay off our loans and releasing ourselves from being over indebted, it's also good to know the T's and C's, because some loans might not allow you to pay them off quicker.
No, that's quite scary to hear.
Why is it scary? It was in the T's and C's the day you signed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're even making me think about my life. Am I exposing myself? I'm like, what? Yeah.
Okay. So go back to those, you know, those envelopes. Does it allow you to pay extra every month? Does it allow you to terminate? Because it'll be early termination if you pay off before the agreed date, isn't it? So
yes.
Are you allowed to do that? You should see her eyes now.
Because I assume that if you're able to pay it off quicker, why would it be such a, you know, why would they not want their money back? But it's obviously because they make money off the...
Whatever the reason is, just double check if the T's and C's allow you, or pick up the phone and find out.
Okay.
To say, if I have an extra 50 rand, an extra 100 rand, is it allowed that I can... I call it katazela, just katazela a little bit. It's for my own benefit, you know, but just make the inquiry to make sure that your agreement allows you to do that. But I also want to mention, Lee, that most people then quickly, you know, want to take debt consolidation as a solution. For most people, it isn't. Because why? By the time most people consider debt consolidation, they have damaged their credit record somewhat, maybe by paying your debts late, or skipping payments, or just being a bad person. So by the time you want to find a solution, it's a little too late. So debt consolidation could be a good solution for some people, but not for everyone.
Not for everyone.
Not for everyone, because it also has T's and C's, right? Okay. It has a criteria.
Mm. All right, let's take some callers. Erin from Pretoria. Erin, good afternoon.
Hi, Lee. How's it going?
I'm good, thank you. Erin, you said that you were in a lot of debt in your younger days. Do you want to share your story, please?
Yeah, so what happened was I wanted to go overseas. So to do that, I went to go and apply for a credit card. And every bank told me, you can't get a credit card because you don't have a credit record.
Mm.
So they advised me to go to a clothing account, a clothing store, any clothing store, and open an account and do that for a few months just to build up my credit record, which I did very successfully. And then I went to another clothing store and another clothing store, and then I got the credit card. And then I was like, oh, I just need this dress for this one thing, or I just need these shoes for that one thing. And before I knew it, all the clothing accounts were maxed, the credit card was maxed, and I know up from down, left from right, I was drowning financially, and I didn't know how to get out of it.
Mm.
But luckily, I met my future husband, who I'm marrying this year, October, and he basically just sat me down and was like, listen, this is not how we do debt. This is what he gave me, like, simple plans of, okay, let's start with paying the bare minimum every month until you're okay living with just paying those bare minimums. And it's 4 years later, and I'm very happy to say that I have paid everything off.
Wow, beautiful.
That's awesome.
But the facilities are still there for me if I need them. But I think I've just learned to be more responsible with using, I don't need that dress for every little thing.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Thank you very much for sharing your story, Erin. That speaks exactly to what you've been saying, Eunice, about facing the debt.
Yes.
And, just sitting out there and not being a reckless borrower and just making sure that you attack each debt that you owe one by one.
What is beautiful, so correct what you're saying, but what is also beautiful from her story, and we take lessons as we share the information, is that we may have made mistakes for whatever the reasons. Maybe we were not wise enough at the time. We didn't have the information, or we were tempted. Like she says that before she got a credit card, they wanted a credit history. So quickly open a clothing account. Then you open 2, 3, 4 instead of using them all, because at the time, maybe we're not as wise as we are today. But what is beautiful is listening to how everyone came out of that pit. So her partner, who now she's getting married to, is the person that said, sit down, sit tight.
Face it,
and this is how we're going to do. But for the rest of the listeners at home, if you haven't been down this route, then do not go out and test drive it.
Mm.
Test drive the mistake. Take the lesson and like, oh, okay, yes. Oopsie. Now I know if I do this, this is what is going to happen. But for the rest of us that have been down that path, or maybe we are still in the mix, right in the middle of the dam in terms of debt, these kind of success stories should be encouraging to say, oh, okay, so if I'm disciplined enough, actually I can do this.
Mm.
It may take a bit of time, but out you will be.
Definitely. Let's take another call. Mike, good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hi there, Mike. What's your question or comment for Eunice?
What happened was I was retrenched 2 years ago, and they paid me out a lump sum. And at the end of the day, I went to look as an investment what I would get out on a monthly basis, and it wasn't enough. So I took that money, built a flat rate at the back, and now my tenant pays my bond on a monthly basis. I don't have to worry about looking for money for the bond.
Sure. Beautiful. Beautiful. But again, Mike, did you consult before you made the decision? Did you get someone to give you tips on how to do this, particularly going into property?
Yes. What I've done was I got Liberty Life. They came out and they said to me, well, if you invest this amount, you'll get R1,111 a month. And I looked and I weighed up the pros and cons. At the end of the day, I'm getting R6,000 a month.
Wow. Okay.
Awesome. Awesome.
Very good.
Awesome. Beautiful story. Thank you. Thank you for your tips. Thank you, Mike. So again, this is a different angle, but I think the principle and the moral of the story is more or less the same. So Mike was fortunate enough. Okay, it was unfortunate that he got retrenched.
Yes.
But then he had a lump sum in his hands. Mm. If it was somebody else who was ill-disciplined, today he would have nothing.
Yes.
You know, to show for it. But then he was smart enough. He wanted to invest, and the credit interest at the time wasn't attractive, and then he found a different avenue, you know, to get tenants who are now paying his rent, and then, you know, the rent becomes the bond. So he now can invest that amount of money, but he can sleep at night knowing that the bond is taken care of. I hope your tenants are reliable, Mike.
Yeah, because tenants are also a whole other conversation.
Yes, yeah.
And now WhatsApp message coming through, basically the WhatsApp message saying, how long do the different types of bad credit ratings stay on your record if you start making bigger payments on your loans?
All right. Those are two different aspects. A beautiful question. Mm. So how long depends on the type of listing. So you have defaults, you have blacklisting, you have up to judgments. All of them have different time spans. It could be 3 months, could be 6 months. It could be 5 years. A judgment, you know, stays on your record for 5 years. Mm. So inquire where you are. So this is why it is important for each and every one of us to then pull that credit history every year. Mm. At least once a year is for free. But if you want more than once, then you pay that minimum fee. You need to know where you are at any given time so that you understand what is it that you need to fix. Mm. So some listings could be much shorter than others. I think the maximum would be a judgment that stays on your record for 5 years. However, if you have settled your debts, ask for a settlement letter from your creditors and send it to your to the credit bureau. Show it to them to say, I've paid off the debt. So if it was a judgment, for instance, they cannot maybe clean up the judgment on the system, but they'll maybe make a comment to say, paid up in full or settled. Yeah. So that tells a lot. Mm. So the next person that looks at your credit history will like, oh, all right. There was a judgment handed down on Eunice maybe 3 years ago, but she's since settled that debt. Mm. The judgment still hangs on, lingers on, but the comment would say settled. It's a different translation altogether. So we need to take, you know, all these things. We need to take our financial life into our hands. It's our responsibility. We be serious about it. Draw your credit record or credit history. Look at yourself. That mirrors what you've done or how you're managing your finances. It tells you what other people see about you in terms of finances. If you need to fix anything, fix it like tomorrow.
How would you like to stand a chance of winning 5,000 rand? To enter the competition, you must be 18 years or older, a South African citizen, and you don't need to be an F&B client. To qualify for the 5,000 rand monthly draw, tune in every week and answer the question correctly. Dial *120*387# and follow the prompts. The Financially Smart team will announce the winner on radio in the first week of every month. For more information on how to enter how to enter, visit the Be Financially Smart Facebook page. Search for BFS Education. Terms and conditions apply. Definitely for this. So what is next week's question?
The question goes, reckless borrowing only becomes a concern when you are unable to pay back the debt or pay back the money. Is it true or is it false? Reckless borrowing only becomes a concern when you are unable to pay back the money. True or false?
To stand a chance to win 5,000 rand, answer the question, dial *120*387# and follow the prompts. You need to enter every week to qualify. So tune in again next week. Thank you very much for spending time with us, Eunice. Do you have any closing statements that you would like to share?
There's a quote from Ogden Nash. He once said, some debts are fun when you're acquiring them, but none are fun when you set out, you know, to retiring them or about retiring them. So the payment isn't quite fun. Yeah. You know, so we really need to be smart. So this simply means that you need to be very careful about the loans you get yourself into. It's not worth making debts for a few days of fun and then end up paying back, you know, the loans, you know, in many years to come or for a very long time. Like we said, you're depriving yourself of making your money work for you where you could be investing it, you know, for your future plans. So next week, we're going to be looking at the power of interest rates over your financial stability. What does it mean? You know, let's talk about the power that the interest rate has. In fact, it's both debit and credit interest rate over our financial stability.
Now, if any of our listeners need a wrap-up of today's show, visit the Be Financially Smart Facebook page. Any questions, then email us at bfs@bfseducation.co.za. If you wish to share stories of your journey relating to today's topic, email us at bfs@bfseducation.co.za or write your story on our Be Financially Smart Facebook page. Remember, if you want to answer the question and enter the competition, dial *120*387# and follow the prompts. For more information on smart financial management, visit the FNB TV YouTube channel where Fundi and Bundy will show you smart banking and financial management tips. Well, that's it for this week. Join us next week, same time and same place, for the FNB Be Financially Smart feature. Thank you and goodbye.